Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
10 before 9. Oh, it's the perfect Sunday morning TV news magazine, and the perfect host is Jane Pauley. Hi, Jane.
Oh, hi. I've got a big smile on my face. Thank you.
I'm sure you do. Do you ever get back to either your hometown of Indianapolis or your adopted hometown of Chicago?
Absolutely, of course I do. I don't have family in Indianapolis anymore, but I have a couple of nonprofit associations that bring me back there. And Chicago, which I get back to often enough to confirm my impression that Chicago has become the most beautiful city in America, particularly on your gorgeous lakefront. I once took a picture outside a window of a hotel. I was at an event after a thunderstorm, and I show people my picture, and I ask them to guess what city it was, because the light in the sky was so gorgeous, and unusual colors, and there was the lakefront beach on Michigan Avenue, and people, gosh, they oh, Rio? You know, that's Chicago.
Yeah.
The more you
travel around, the more you realize how beautiful our city is. Have you kept in touch with your fellow Hoosier David Letterman?
I saw a quick brush by David at around Christmas. He's elusive. Mm-hmm. He's an elusive figure. So you remember when you have the brush bys. He also, by the way, is a devoted Hoosier, not just the the Indy 500, which he's won,
right?
But like me, he is. We're Midwesterners.
Yeah, and you saw him at Christmas, so you must have thought he was Santa Claus.
No, I did not think he was Santa Claus, but there was a happy beard, but jolly, I guess. You know, David's funny and delightful, but jolly, nope.
Yeah, not a word.
And he looked lean. He looked trim and lean.
That's him. Jane, when you think back on your days at Channel 5 in Chicago as the first female co-anchor on a major evening newscast, what memories come to mind?
I mean, I'm glad you chose the word female, because oftentimes I'm described as the first woman. And the fact is, I was just in from Indianapolis, and I was a girl. I was definitely a girl at, 24? And not a particularly precocious 24. My broadcast skills weren't bad. But I was there for 1 year. I started with a bullseye on my back or my forehead from the local press, who had a great deal of fun with me. I had the IQ of a cantaloupe. I was a hood ornament. And they correctly predicted that I wasn't long for Chicago. And in fact, exactly 1 year after my arrival, I was sitting in Barbara Walters' vacated chair on the Today Show at 25, mm-hmm. which was, the whole trajectory of my career is inexplicable and head spinning. Yeah.
Well, that brings me to something you wrote about in your book, Skywriting, A Life Out of the Blue. Skywriting is what Jane Pauley calls her personal process of discovery. With your great career and family and long, happy marriage to Gary Trudeau, you have a life people envy. But as you've written about and just recently talked about on CBS Sunday Morning, you've experienced what a lot of folks are going through, especially right now, and that's anxiety and depression. And it's really great that you've helped get rid of the stigma about this and made so many folks know they are not alone dealing with mental health issues.
Do you know, Bob, I wrote that memoir, Skywriting. It came out less, but I was writing it 20 years ago. 20 years ago, when I was 50 and had been diagnosed as not just depression, but bipolar depression. And this was after a 50-year life where if I was would boast about anything, and Hoosiers don't boast about anything but their humility, and I would have boasted about my mental health. I was normal and synonymous with Midwestern. I would make jokes. And at 50, through a confluence of factors that I do describe in the book, which, by the way, isn't all about mental health, just a part of it, but it triggered a first-ever episode of depression that was later just described as bipolar depression. They are separate diseases. But I used that my public image as being normal, and the fact that I had at that point a 30-year career in television with I felt very little to lose, as an opportunity to talk about it. And even then, there was scientific research that said giving support can be as therapeutic as getting it. And I do believe that the years I have been able to talk about my experience and to help strangers who stop me on the sidewalk or shopping centers or, airports, used to be, that have helped sustain the productivity and good health that I've enjoyed for the 20 years since. I have not had a recurrence, but I'm not here to advocate any medical regimen, but I do, I am taking medication, and I have every day since. And I do think that that has, I don't think I could have a career at Sunday morning if I didn't take care, mm-hmm. do what I can to take care of it. But talking about the essay that you're describing that I delivered earlier this summer on Sunday morning, really was inspired by something Michelle Obama had said in her podcast about her own feeling down and describing accurately that so many other people felt the same way, and she used the phrase low grade depression, which of course I recognized. And so I wrote this essay that simply said that this conversation is really important, that talking about what you're feeling, because so many are feeling anxiety and depression as over the spring months and early summer. I certainly did too. It wasn't, I don't know that I reached a diagnosable level of a low-grade depression, but I am familiar with what it feels like. I know what major depression feels like. And by the way, something started to lift the end of July, and the tip-off was when I decided to start doing something about my COVID weight gain. A lot of people have. Uh-huh. And because up until that point, the anxiety eating, borderline depression eating, that, by the way, I noticed my annoying husband didn't have. He remained fit and trim and productive, and I was grabbing, ice cream and veggie straws that I got from my grandchildren I wasn't seeing. So I did gain, weight. Okay, so I started attacking that. I started caring. Noticed energy was coming back, and even as I speak to you, I hear kind of a note of in my voice of energy and positivity that I didn't have in the spring. And I tell you that to say that depression is typically an episodic disease, and as after my essay, I heard from people, including a number of my colleagues at CBS, who confided gratefully. They were glad to talk about to somebody that this thing had hit them like a freight train, particularly parents with kids at home and jobs and everything, and suddenly were feeling something that they were unfamiliar with. And I don't give medical advice, but I told one of them, I said, you know, the only platitude you'll hear that is true is this too shall pass, which is to say depression is an episodic disease, and whatever I was feeling in the spring and the you know, the weight gain that I had and the sluggishness and kind of, frankly, and I didn't care. And I didn't care. Lifted.
Yeah.
It started to lift. I don't know that it won't come back. You know, I still see the world in the fall. I don't know what's coming, if this COVID's going to, you know, make a reappearance here.
Well, none of us do. I think only Jane Pauley would make WGN move the 9 o'clock news back a couple minutes. So we could hear her whole story.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Listen, you're an inspiration. Your career has been an inspiration to so many. What you're talking about now is inspiring, and we love watching you on Channel 2 here Sunday morning. And it's been great talking to you today. It's been a long time.
Better get to the news, Bob.
Thanks, Jane. Have a great day and a nice weekend.
Bye-bye.